Hey, bird dog babes. My name is Courtney Vashon, and I am obsessed with all things bird dogs. And I'm here with you to share the stories, experiences, knowledge, and opinions from the women and a few guys in the industry that are killing it. I'm a Wisconsin girl living in a Montana world. I'm mom and two incredible kiddos, wife and occasional assistant to a pro gun dog trainer, traveling the U.S. talking about canine nutrition while hunting, breeding, and competing with my German wire hair pointers and Bronco Italianos. As someone who started hunting later in life because I wanted to give my dogs the opportunity to do what they were bred to do, I'm here to help inspire, educate, and connect women to get their bird dogs out in the field and experience a bond like no other. So pour yourself a glass of wine and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Bird Dog Babe Podcast. Bird Dog Babes, what? Really? Well, the podcast name, Bitches with Bird Dogs, wasn't as inviting, so there you have it. Besides, these women that I'm talking to, that are out there hunting in all types of terrain and weather, cleaning their birds, up all night whelping their prized bitch, nurturing the life of their next top field prospect, the ones who love the smell of horse sweat after a long day's ride, all while making a living and raising kids, yeah, that's a babe. That, my friends, is a bird dog babe. Okay, so I wanted to take a little time to dedicate this episode specifically to finding out what this podcast is all about. So this podcast is for women in the upland and waterfowl hunting and bird dog communities. A lot of us that love hunting behind our bird dogs are also training, trialing, and testing them. And if you really get into it, you make the jump and start breeding bird dogs. We all have different paths and reasons how and why we got started, and I love hearing and sharing those stories. If you're part of the bird dog community, you know and understand the close relationships you make with the people that share your passion. Although I've been involved in the bird dog community for about 20 years, I consider myself an ongoing beginner that is addicted to learning new methods and improving on what I've already been doing. We're going to talk about breeding better bird dogs and the products to keep our dogs safe, how to provide them with optimum nutrition, and keep them in good condition for hunting, competing, and living long quality lives. We're also going to talk about women's gear because, let me tell you, finding apparel and shotguns that provide comfort and flexibility in different terrains and weather is not an easy feat. In addition, we're going to discuss the importance of being involved with and contributing to dog breed clubs, NABDA chapters, and conservation groups. I want my children's children and yours to be able to enjoy these venues outside of hunting season, and I want them to be able to enjoy hunting the bird species in public lands that we've been able to. So I'm going to launch with 3 episodes. Then I plan to go to once a week. So due to my work schedule, I typically fly back home on Monday mornings. So we'll plan to have new episodes available every Tuesday morning for you. Bear with me if there's some audio issues here and there, because we live in literally the middle of nowhere and don't get cell phone coverage within about a 30-mile radius. So when I hit record, absolutely all devices in our house are turned off so I can soak up the Wi-Fi signal at maximum. And this entire production is a one-woman show. It's been a very steep learning curve that I've pushed along because I'm so anxious to get this content to you. I've been working on this idea for about a year, but with what is going on with COVID-19 right now, it has kind of given me a kick in the butt to get it launched. I am sitting on the floor in my closet, aka recording studio, because apparently that provides the best option for sound. Little by little, my plans for a she shed / puppy palace / recording studio is becoming more promising as I try to come up with reasons to convince my husband that I need one. So a little bit about myself, and you'll probably learn more throughout this podcast with me, but 6 months ago, my husband, my partner in crime, my best friend, my teammate, my everything, William, and I moved our family from Wisconsin to Montana. Let me tell you about this move. Imagine two kids, ages 1 and 5, 8 dogs, 4 horses, and 5 goats. Yeah, that was fun. We've wanted to move west since before we had kids. It was a series of difficult times, losses, and honestly, just downright heartbreaking events that finally got us out here. But we know it was God paving the path for us, and we really are in our soul place, one we could have never dreamt or imagined, but now we couldn't have wished it any other way. I got into bird hunting from a different angle than probably most people. I didn't grow up with in doing it. I guess you can go as far back as my high school days when I started working when I was 16 years old for a very well-known repro vet, Dr. Marty Greer. And she taught me quite a bit about the basics of dog shows and reproduction, as she had her own breeding program with Pembroke Welsh Corgis. While I was in college, I worked for a vet that owned a German wire hair pointer. So William and I went in search of a GWP breeder that would provide a dog that both I could show in dog shows and one that he could hunt. Fast forward to our first GWP, Allie Josephina, or Allie Jo, some may know her, that we got in 2004. She was actually the second to last pick puppy in the litter. We were absolutely nobodies, and we had found out that this was, the breeding of the very best female German wire hair pointer of all time. And how lucky were we to be able to get on the list to get a puppy from this litter. And we picked her from the other one simply because she licked William's toes. Let's go to later on that she became my multiple group one winning, multiple national best of opposite and specialty winning German wire hair pointer. And she was William's first master hunter and his first utility dog. Talk about being bit by the bug. Getting that lucky with our first dog in the show in the field, there was nowhere to go but down from there. And certainly we've had the downs, but we've had a lot of ups since then. I am completely obsessed with watching dogs in the field, and that is actually how I got into the Bracco Italiano breed. I can't remember what year it was. 2009, maybe, to the AKC championship. And I watched this dog named Axel compete in the World Challenge. He ended up winning the entire thing. But watching this dog go around the ring in this, what I found out is called a flying trot, where it was just wide open. The biggest front reach and the biggest rear drive in a dog I had ever seen. And it literally made the hair on my arm stand up. Come to find out, this breed of dog pointed birds. So I knew at that time that I needed to have that breed of dog at some point in my life. And I now have 3. Since then, and they really are a cool dog. I've never gone to the bathroom by myself since I've had this breed because they are quite clingy. They love their people. But I can have a terrible day in the field, per se, with no birds at all. But watching these dogs work the field is complete bliss for me. They are not for everybody. And so I'll stop pushing the breed there. But in 2010, I had finally decided to stop carrying my camera around in the field while my husband hunted. And I bit the bullet and took hunter safety with all the 12-year-old boys. And I believe I was a 27-year-old woman myself. I wanted to hunt. I wanted to have that bond and those experiences with my dog. I no longer wanted to wait until my husband got home from work to be able to take my dog hunting. And since then, I've never regretted it. I've never looked back. For me, there is nothing more rewarding than bringing our kids with us and taking us hunting. When we lived in Wisconsin, we had an amazing support system. Their grandparents would watch them while we went out for hunts, whether it was just around the Horicon Marsh or whether we took a trip to South Dakota or Montana. But now we are in a position, we don't have any family out here. So the 2-year-old gets thrown into the backpack and goes up with us. And our 5-year-old is been very happy to just walk along with and doesn't complain. And that is the best for me. Just this past weekend, our 5-year-old son woke up at 4 a.m. in the morning with me to go sit out in the snow turkey hunting. And I need to work on my turkey call because he really did make a comment. Mom, how come every time you do that, the turkey gets further away? So, anyhow, there's always room for improvement, right? Maybe I'll have somebody on the podcast that can teach me how to call turkeys in a little bit better. I'm loving every second of our kids being able to enjoy all things that we do. They're helping with litters, whelping them, raising their baby bird dogs, and training out in the field with us. And hopefully one day they'll be walking side by side with us, carrying their gun, following the nose of that special dog, and waiting to see what gets up beyond their dog's point. And for us, that's what it's all about. So the content that I'm bringing, it's going to put together all those things. I've already had 10 interviews that will be published, you know, in the next couple of weeks, and I'm absolutely loving it. It's dog training information, things that you might have never thought of that we continue to seek mentors for, and to be able to have a place like this to go to for some quick, easy learning, or maybe even it's just mindless listening to content of women that are out there getting it done. It's what I enjoy listening to and learn from, so I hope that you guys will all as well. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Bird Dog Babe podcast. I'm so grateful you chose to hit play today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your friends. Subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to show your love and support of this content, become one of my Patreon patrons. As a patron, you receive more discounts, content, are an insider to the Bird Dog Babe community. In addition, 2% goes towards conservation. If you want to learn more about this episode and others, head over to thebirddogbabe.com for show notes and discount codes from our sponsors. And follow me on Instagram at thebirddogbabe. If there's a topic you'd like me to get after, go to my website and fill out the contact form, because this show is for you. Until next time, Bird Dog Babes, keep them versatile.